Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts in this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only. At the end of the test, you will be given 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Part 1. Part 1. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to the example. On the recording, you might hear,
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, Which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Which job does the woman do now?
All the time I was at school, I wanted to be a nurse, but my mother worked in a shop and said it wasn't good to be on your feet all day. She wanted me to be a secretary. I did that for a while after I left college, but I wasn't very keen on it, so I retrained. And now I'm doing what I always wanted to.
Question 2.
Where will they meet?
Hi, Pip, it's Angie. I'll see you outside the cafe tonight at 7:30.
Oh, but I don't know where it is.
It's easy to find. It's opposite that new supermarket that's just opened.
I'm not sure where that is either. I'll wait for you by the bus station. Then we can go to the cafe together. I'll know where the new supermarket is then too.
Question 3.
What was the boy doing when the phone rang?
What did you do yesterday evening?
Well, I was supposed to look after my 4-year-old cousin while my aunt went to the theatre. But I wanted to watch the match on television. So she found someone else. The annoying thing was that the phone rang halfway through and I missed the best goal. I'd finished all my homework early too.
Question 4.
Which date is Brian's birthday?
John, did you know it's Brian's birthday next week? His 20th. It's on the 15th.
That's Wednesday, isn't it? Is he having a party?
Yes. On the 17th at about 8.
Oh, next Friday. I hope I get asked.
Question 5.
Where is the man?
Hello, Mary. The train arrived much earlier than I expected. I'm on the platform at the moment. Shall I get a taxi? There shouldn't be a long queue at this time of day. Okay. I'll go and have a drink in the cafe while I wait for you.
Question 6.
Which is the boy's teacher?
I've just started learning the piano. I've got a really nice teacher. He's called Mr. Hall.
Oh, I know. He taught me when I was quite young. He's got a beard and lots of black hair, hasn't he? I used to be quite frightened of him.
Well, the Mr. Hall who teaches me hasn't got much hair and it's grey. But he does have a beard and wears glasses.
But it is the same man, I'm sure. I was only little when he was teaching me.
Question 7.
What did the man receive in the post?
Was there any post for me this morning?
Yes, there was. 2 letters and a postcard. Here you are.
One of the letters is for you. I'm expecting a parcel. Did it come?
Oh, yes. I put it over there. Look.
Question 8.
What time is the flight from New York expected?
Excuse me. I'm waiting for flight 712 from New York. It was supposed to arrive at 9:20. It's 9:35 now, and there's been no announcement of a delay or anything.
I'm sorry, madam. We've just had a message to say it took off an hour and a half late. Arrival time is now 10:55.
Oh, that's too bad. I've been here since 8:30, and it probably won't arrive when you say. I expect I'll be here till midday. That's a whole morning wasted.
I can only apologise, madam.
That is the end of part 1.